Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Listen. I'm not sure if you were able to hear anything. I'm not even sure if you're able to hear me right now, but I'd like to welcome you to the Uncomfortable Room. And obviously the gate has been open, so we're just going to walk right in. And we're going to come out with what we can come out with. First of all, I'd like to say that it wasn't planned. It's kind of messed up because it's playing on my end and I couldn't hear it. And that's how I get my vibe going. So, you know, I guess reestablishing is just take a little while to work out a couple of quirks or whatever, technical issues. And, you know, I noticed that last time on my last song, I didn't hear the music either. So it might be something that I'm doing on my end with the, because I checked the song before I uploaded it. So I'm not sure. It's definitely got to be something in the system, and I'll have to clear it up with the guys on their end. But, hey, thank you all for tuning in. Anybody who's tuning in, which I actually see no one in the chat room today, but that's okay because I like to ride dolo for a little while anyway. I don't need to be asked too many chats or whatever. If you happen to tune in while I'm in the middle of it and you want to call in, the guest call-in number is 515-605-9864. I'll drop that again in a little while. That's 515-605-9864. I'll drop it in a little while just in case anybody who happens to tune in a little later. But look, since, you know, we didn't really get the vibe, I'm going to give everybody a chance to settle in, and I'm going to drop another song. And if it doesn't play, I'll just come right back, and we'll chop it up. So here we go.
Combination is the cheap code. It's Beezy, motherfucker, blood gang, and I'm in bleed again. More alive than I have been in my whole entire life. I can see these people's ears perk up as I begin to stab with the pen. I'm a little bit sicker than most. Shit's finna get sick again. They say the competition is stiff, but I get a hard dick from the shit now. Stick it in. I ain't never giving in again. Caution to the wind, complete freedom. Look at these rappers, how I treat them. So why the fuck would I join them when I beat them? They call me a freak cause I like to spit on these pussies before I eat them. Man, get these whack cocksuckers off stage. Where the fuck is Kanye when you need them? Snap the mic for them, bitch. I'ma let you finish in a minute. Yeah, the rapper's tight, but I'm finished with the greatest verse of all time. So you might wanna go back to the lab tonight and scribble out them rhymes you were gonna spit and start over from scratch and write new ones. But I'm afraid that it ain't gonna make no difference when I rip the shade and tear it in half tonight. It's in a cinnamon rush. You feel the bass up on the place all the way to the parking lot, fellow. Set fire to the mic and ignite the crowd. You can see the spark from hot metal. Cold hearted from the devil. Guard is a game I so started. A rock fella, but I'm not even in my heart. You can still get roasted. Cut marshes. Now mellow till I'm top. Pulling from the top. I'm not gonna stop. I'm standing on my monopoly board. That means I'm on top of my game. And it don't stop till my hips don't hop anymore. When you're so good that you can't say, cause it ain't even cool for you to sound cocky anymore. People just get sick cause you pick these fools. Can't room to dribble and drop anymore. And you can never break my stride. You never slow the momentum at any moment. I'm about to blow. You never take my pride. I'm killing the flow. Slow venom in the opponent is getting no mercy. Mark my words. Ain't letting up. Relentless. I smell blood. I don't give a fuck. Keep giving them hell. Where was you when I fell and needed help? Up. You get no love.
It's a little too late to say that you're sorry now. You kicked me when I was down. But what you say is don't hurt.
Okay, that was a little bit better for introduction. With that being said, we could just start right on what's near and dear to my heart right now at this time. And for those of you who know me, you know that I'm about to really just unload my soul right now because this is really near and dear to my heart. And I need y'all to bear with me. Don't judge me, you know, because this is serious to me. It might not be something that you can relate to, you know. I might not go into any scriptures. I don't think I'll have to, but I do want to express the importance and the severity, the different dynamics, the complete relevance, and the sheer and utter intent and urgency that we have to prioritize. The Houston Rockets situation with James Harden, this shit is ridiculous. I can't believe it. It doesn't make no sense. What is he doing? I mean, like, okay. Don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, I'm a dead eye, spot eye talent. Like, I see it, and I know it when I see it. And, you know, I'm like, you don't find James Harden's in sports. Okay? Let's just put it in context. You don't find people like that in sports. Like, this dude has been phenomenal all season long. Every year of his life. That's just a fact. And if he's really trying to force a way out of Houston, force his way out of Houston, we don't know it to be a fact. We do know it to be, you know, the narrative in the media. So we can assume that somebody has an inside source. That being said, if that's a fact, and he actually does it, this would be like monumental for Houston because Houston has been increasingly growing its reputation and just being a bad franchise far as players go. I mean, if you look back to from the time Daryl Morey came and started flipping players, players started to feel like Houston was a place where they would just be considered an asset. And it wasn't until James Harden kind of made it to where, okay, you know, if you're good enough, you can be a franchise guy that they don't want to get rid of. But most players felt like Houston was just going to have you as an asset. That's because our management, very specific idea of how they wanted to handle things. Like, if you are not a championship caliber star, then you expendable. The minute they can get 2 B-pluses for an A-minus, you gone. And that's how that's how, especially at a lower price, that's how the Rockets have been staying in the runnings, you know, in the playoff runnings for several years until we got James Harden, because we didn't have a great team since, you know, Tracy McGrady got hurt. And, well, I mean, he was hurt the whole time, but, you know, until he had to, until we traded to New York or whatever we did with him. I'll give you this. That situation, the whole Harden situation, and I mean, I've been talking to different people about trade scenarios and, you know, what players and this player, what player would you trade for James? There's not a player in the league that I would just trade head up for James Harden other than LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Those are the only two players that I'm trading head up for James Harden because everybody else has been hurt. Everybody else has been hurt. And I don't believe Luka Doncic, whatever his name is, however you say it, I don't believe he's going to be healthy as James Harden has been over his career. And he might not have as long a career as we think he's going to have based on his body type. You know? So, you know, if Luka plays 12 years at the rate he's playing right now, then, yeah, he'd be one of the greatest. You know, he'll be exactly what everybody says he's going to be. But there's no way Luka's going to be the face of the NBA franchise. Like, the NBA ain't ready for Eminem yet. You know what I mean? Like, we had Pistol Pete and Larry Bird, and, you know, they was already the greatest of their era, so you're not really going to get too many more Eminems in, like, right now, like that right now, I don't think. You know, Zion is in the league, and, you know, LeBron's still in the league, Harden's still in the league. I guarantee you, you know, Steph's still in the league, Murray in the league, you got players that's going to ball out. So, I don't know about the Luka thing. But with that being said, I believe that the Houston Rockets would have to get, this is, and heaven knows, these guys say they know basketball, but they don't know how to win basketball games. Like, I don't believe any one of those guys that's in our GM or in our ownership could say, okay, I'm going to take a basketball team and go out here and beat somebody who know basketball, like play basketball on a regular basis, right? The reason why you know this is because they have this idea that the perfect numbers can actually be the perfect bodies. And argue them down about that, because I'll give you five Steph Currys. I'll give you five Steph Currys, right, who can shoot from half court. And you give me five Kevin Durants. Who gonna win? Huh? I mean, it's like no contest now, right? Exactly. So, like, the idea that being a short player, a short, efficient player, is the best way to win, you know, based off of, because of the fact you're efficient in your player difference, your defensive differentials, and your PER, your usage rate, whatever. This is why Charles Barkley and Stephen A. Smith and a lot of the media people, this is why they get so upset when you talk about analytics, because you just disregard law and, like, natural law. Like, if I'm taller than you and I'm bigger than you and I'm faster than you and I can shoot close to as good as you can, the only thing that can make you beat me is if you're just way smarter than me. So what I'm saying is, if you take equal players and one is taller than the other one, well, you know? So you just look at what LeBron did when they came back and beat him. Yeah, you know, the referees did help him, but they had to take out Draymond because Draymond was an equal player in size and weight and smart to LeBron. So once Draymond was out of that championship, LeBron was able to win because Steph and Klay is not tall enough. They're just not tall enough to beat LeBron in real life. You have to have Steph and Dre and somebody that's taller than LeBron, bigger and stronger, faster than LeBron, or you're not going to beat them. And so what the Rockets have, a bunch of great players. Like, I can't tell you how good Robert Covington really is. but they lost to the Lakers because the Lakers were just too big. Well, I definitely think you would need a player like, if the Rockets had to trade for like a player like Ben Simmons, I think the perfect player that you could pair with a Ben Simmons is a player like Brandon Ingram. That way you can have long players on the floor. Then you get you got Christian Woods. You got three long players on the floor. Then you really cause some problems. Three fast, long players that are really cause problems defensively and offensively, because you really can stretch the floor with Ingram and Wood. And you know, with Ben Simmons' ability to penetrate, you really can cause problems. So that's what I think about that. And I'll do a whole entire breakdown on everything I'm thinking about on another show, which I'm going to come back after this song, but I do want to get to some other points. But I'm going to drop this song because I just need to take a little break, take my mind off all this. It's hazardous to me. It's hazardous to my health. What's going on with James Harden right now? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so much problem with my so-called friends. Problem with the girl I love. Bully for them, we said them no back on. Them never know the place I was. People will know the real struggle me feel. A people like Squid and Cuz. This music beat is like a battle to me. So much fucking hatred and grudge. But in the midst of all his enemies, try you keep me firm and strong. Bad mind and jealousy just get me peace. Try you keep me firm and strong. The energy we need. Try you keep me firm and strong. And really keep winning by any means. Try you keep me firm and strong. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Strong already. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Me no friend with the media. Everyone already know. Some people can believe everything them see on TV. Everything them hear on radio. Them see a video thing I need them want. them plan up how fi take it from you.
God na go beg if I'm a gun me draw.
Empty a massive from you.
But inna the means of all his enemies, shall you keep me firm and strong. Bad mind and jealousy just get it in. Shall you keep me firm and strong? Give me the energy. Shall you keep me firm and strong? And you will keep winning by any means. Shall you keep me firm and strong? Strong already. Strong already, you know. Strong already. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Them no want to see me happy. Them no want to see me make it up. Oh, why do some fools a copy? The most power them gain is with them out. All who are try stop happy. Not a sitting when we do. Billions for not nice, billions for dreadful. Get the youth to make it and no be ungrateful. Big old Spani Hillion who are button grateful. Pretty girl that give me wings like Red Bull. All I am the from me waste and was every clip full. No can't touch it up to me that them very skillful. Now we know the means of all these enemies. Shall you keep me firm and strong? Bad mind and jealousy just get defeat. Shall you keep me firm and strong? Give me the energy. Shall you keep me firm and strong? And you'll keep winning by any means. Shall you keep me firm and strong? Strong already. Strong already, you know. Strong already. Strong already. Strong already, you know.
So, look, I have 2 minutes, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop another song. I'm going to come back after this next song, and we're going to change the tempo up off the air. So if you're not listening to the show, you're about to miss the best part. Next time, you'll catch me live because it's going to get real. Those of you who are listening, sayonara in about a minute. This will take you up, and the rest of y'all, we'll vibe after I come back.
Hey, look at that boy, huh? Cooking up joints, like, running to school, huh? Like, you already know, never got help, so, did it myself, doing so well, huh? I bet you can't tell that I've been running. Like, this my dance, yeah. Run a man, like, this my chance. I'm out here, who here left? Yeah. Who gon' last? Ain't much left. I don't need you, no. Reject me, I reject harder. I don't need you, no. Act unbothered, give me that Oscar. If I can't get love, I'ma go get paper. So do me a favor, don't do me no favors. Ay, I don't need you, no. 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 I don't need you, no, no. I don't need you, oh, no. I don't need you, no, no. I don't need you, no, no. I'm fine on my own, ay. Right here on my own, cooking up joints, like, run up to school, like, you already know, never got help, did it myself, doing so well, bet you can't tell that I've been running, like, did my dance, running man, like, this my chance, yeah, build these walls, can't feel pain, don't feel love, neither know, it's all the same. Why you try to steal my girl?
I don't need you.
Why you hit me so hard?
I don't need you.
Why you never want me round?
I don't need you.
I hate asking for help. My pride too real. I would probably die starving before I ask for a meal. These walls I built, each brick a disappointment. Never told you how I really felt. This time I can't avoid it. I know I said I don't need you. Yeah, I know it's all see-through. But what else do you tell yourself when that many people leave you? I threw myself into working, trying to prove that I'm worth it. I've been holding this middle finger up so long, my arm hurting. But now I'm tired of all this trying. Say I'm good, say I'm fine. Ain't no time, cut the pride. I just say it. I need you to listen. When I tell you how I really feel, don't dismiss it. I start laughing, I act like I'm overreacting. I need to know I'm not somebody that you just gotta put up with. I need to know that I don't suck if I never had no success. I need you to stop judging me for the things I'm into. And if you don't like it, then pretend to. I need you to talk to me gentle. I need you to reply when I text you. I need the reminder of my potential. I need your time for just a little. I need your word, it's instrumental. I need you to stop trying to humble me. I got a tough enough time loving me. I need to trust you won't come and leave and then pull the rug out from under me. I need a place I can talk crazy when everything in my walk hazy. Know I've been a little off lately, but look, man, it's how God made me. I need a minute, need commitment. I need God, I need a vision. I need y'all, I need a visit. I need more than I will admit. Now, I always said I don't need you. Always thought it was true. I don't need nobody. Damn, maybe I do.
Let me clear my throat. Okay. What do we have here? In our society today, we are at ends with each other. We're going to change tempos and I would like to talk briefly about something, a conversation that I had earlier that for one, once I, you know, just rambling, and I'll just say stuff, you know, random stuff that be on my mind sometimes in conversation. And I made mention today of something that the person who I was speaking to responded, and they responded the way that most people usually don't respond. So I'll drop it for you. And the conversation goes a little something like this. I am extremely ecstatic about the fact that child support is coming out of my check and going to my kids. This is something that cannot be argued. It is a fact that I am ecstatic that it's happening. So much to the fact that even if child support takes more out of my check than I actually get, I'm happy. The concern I have is ideology about things. So think about stuff in this. It's controversial because it's idea based. It's not based off of, you know, a right or wrong. Like, I'm not talking about right or wrong here. I'm talking about idealistically, okay? That the idea of equality, if we're speaking about equality, we have to accept the fact that equality does not exist. I believe that equal is just a little pack of fake sugar. That's it. There is no such thing as equal other than that little pack of fake sugar. And we both know that that's not equal to sugar, because you're not going to put that in your grits. You know what I mean? You're not going to grab that package and try to, you know, make a sweet potato pie with that. You know what I mean? So let's do away with the word equal, especially as it pertains to men and women, because we're not equal. I'm going to just jump out there and say it. You know, it's my time. Ain't nobody really listening but me. And if you happen to hear this and you agree or don't, if you agree, cool. If you don't agree, cool. Either way it goes, you can always drop a comment. You can always chime in, tune in, anything, and I'll reply to you. But men and women are not equal. The proof that men and women are not equal is just if you're a man or if you're a woman, if you happen to be around a man or a woman and you are the opposite, turn to them and ask them. Turn to that person and ask that person, what's my role in our relationship? And if they say your role is the same thing my role is, then you can say y'all equal. And then watch and see if y'all have the same role. And if y'all's role in the relationship is the same, then it's equal. My stance is this. The problem is that you can't have equality, because that would mean that you have to value the difference of people to the same level that you judge the difference in people. And that's why I don't believe in equality. Give you this example. So the thing about the child support is, at any given time, I'm behind on my child support. Not because I don't want to pay child support, just because sometimes, you know, I just don't have a job, I just don't have the money. You know, it happens to a large percentage of people, not just black men, but it happens to a large percentage of people that is the case. Also, a large percentage of people not even ever going to be on child support, because their nation understands that it's counterproductive. Our nation gets caught up in what's productive for me, even if it's unproductive for you. Okay, so let's take a gander and look at it from a legal perspective. If I'm behind so far, I don't even know how far it is, at any given time, the Attorney General or whoever it is can decide, okay, boom, go pick him up. I could be at work and they could be taking the money out of my check and they can still decide, okay, he's far enough behind, go pick him up. You know, we haven't seen him, go, just go get it. That could very well be the case at any time, because I didn't meet my legal obligation that they set. The reason this is concerning to me is because before they keep track of the financial aspect of a relationship between a man and his kid. And they keep in capitalistic track. From a capitalist mind frame, they keep in track of the relationship. That means the monetary value of a person. As far as the money goes, we'll watch to the cent how much money you are relating to your kid. Not giving A-E-R-O damn on how much kid is relating to you. How is it that a dollar is more valuable than a person? How can you tell me that you'll keep track of this? You'll keep track of how much money my kid gets from me, but you're not going to at all keep track of how much my kid gets to see me. So this is where equality becomes delusion. You think to yourself that, okay, there's equality in America, you know, we got equal number of stripes. Do we got equal number of stripes? Oh, we got equal number of stars. Do we got equal number of stars? So go back and check and see if we have an even number of stripes. And then do we have equal number of stars? So we understand the difference in dynamics of the American flag. And then you can say to yourself, well, exactly what is equality? Look at the shape of everything and space it out. And what you'll see is that there's distance and there's confined space. And in the confined space, it might be equal, but where there's distance, there is not equality. And this is what's going on in our community. And I want to say our community because I can speak from what I've seen and where I'm at. Fact of the matter is, if no baby mamas, and I don't baby mothers, kids, mothers, however you want to put it, because I know, you know, different terms feel different to different people. But if no female parents or primary parent, custodial parent, as they call it, if no custodial parent fulfills their obligation to take the child to the non-custodial parent, which is an obligation, just like it's an obligation for you to pay, it's an obligation for them to put that child in the vehicle and bring that child to you, whatever day is on that paper. It's not your obligation to put gas in their car to see your child or drive to the child and go pick the child up. It's an obligation because that is the purpose of the child support, is for them to be able to do what they have to do. So their part is to be able to teach that child that, okay, certain days I'm taking you to go see your father, and this is what I have to do because this is my obligation. Just like you have to sit there and say, my obligation is I have to keep trying to make sure that I can get a job so I can try to pay my child support so my child can eat, so my child can get what they need, and they'll understand that even when I don't have it, that, you know, their daddy will get it to them some kind of way as soon as he can. So in as much as we understand that, you know, we feel all the different dynamics about society and the different stereotypes, so largely a lot of them are truth-based without the details or without, you know, the circumstances tied into them. But the fact of the matter is this. As it pertains to equality, if the black man and the black woman were ever equal, that time is past. We weren't equal to begin with because we've always exalted our women higher than us. We've always lifted our women up to their rightful place because we understand that no life came onto earth without the help of a black woman. No human life. We understand no human life, you know, without her. So, but that's the difference. One life war. But the point is that we always exalt our women. And it's hard enough to look at it and say, if she don't bring a child, they're not going to care at all. but you still have to live up to your side, and that's the bottom line. And we'll talk about it next time. Peace.